News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Broadcaster and writer Adrian Childs, not much zippity-doo-dah for you. You've lost all faith in zips. Tell us why.
It's not so much faith in zips. I think I just... What got to me was that I had this ludicrously expensive coat I accidentally bought, and the zip went just the little at the bottom.
Just to back the cut in, when you say ludicrously expensive, how expensive are we talking about, Adrian?
It was more than 600 quid. I mean, I bought it by accident because I was at Heathrow. I was late for a flight. I realised I didn't have a flipping coat. And so I just ran into the shop, grabbed a coat, tried it on, paid them. And it was only when I sat on the plane, I saw it was like 650 quid on this sort of Dunhill sports coat. Anyway, before long, well, actually, I probably wore it on and off very carefully for about 4 or 5 years. The zip sort of went, and it was just the little thingy at the bottom that sort of went, not the zipper, the thing on the other side that you put into the zipper,
yeah.
If you see what I mean.
I do.
And then, you talk to people about it, and they go, oh, I've my zip's gone. They go, oof, oh, you won't get that fixed. I thought, well, no, I'll just get another little thingy to put on the bottom. But no, I mean, it becomes a huge operation, and I couldn't find anyone to fix it. I went to the manufacturers, and they said they'd have to dismantle the whole coat to put the zip back in. You know, it's just, I don't know, why aren't zips fixable?
You went to a shop in Savile Row or something. They did offer to fix it, but it was, how much was it?
I went to the Dunhill headquarters, which is very sort of suits you to, on a very posh, a very posh street in Mayfair. And a bloke opens the door, sit down, would you like a cup of tea? Has a look at the coat, tuts a bit, go, well, you have to dismantle the coat. We can't do it, but there is a tailor on Savile Row will do it. It'll cost you £250-300. I'll speak to him. And then I got the message back, said, no, he doesn't want to, he didn't want any truck with it. Doesn't he want to do it? Not even for 300 quid? He wouldn't do it. And it was just zips are incredibly difficult to fix for some reason.
Did you abandon the coat, or did you ultimately find someone to fix the zip?
In the end, I've got a friend of mine sort of in the rag trade, and he went back to a shop that had previously turned me away, and he does a lot of business with them. He said, look, we're desperate here. Can you fix this coat? And eventually I got it fixed after a fashion. But I mean, I must say, having written the article, I looked into zips a bit. And when you think about it, they are actually miracles of engineering. Just on the zip on this coat, there's actually nearly 400 little teeth on just one front zip on one coat. And they've all got to meet up properly. But I just don't understand why they're not more repairable. It's a thing called the insertion pin. I find out that the bit at the bottom that you're sticking
is called. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what the thing is called. But I mean, I thought, I'll go on Amazon, buy another insertion pin. It just doesn't seem, to be possible.
I know you're a West Brom fan, not an Arsenal fan, but wasn't there a brilliant clip of Arsene Wenger about 15 years ago trying to unzip a number of pockets in his jacket?
Well, look, I totally sympathise. And what I do know is that jacket will have gone straight in the bin because they wouldn't have been able to find anybody to repair the zip. I'm quite sure. It's particularly on cheaper clothes, it's just not worth it. Actually, I've got a similar sort of West Brom manager's coat to the one, the Arsenal one he was wearing. And literally, the day I got the other coat fixed, the zip stuck on my West Brom manager's coat. I wanted to cry. So I went home and I put WD-40 all over the zip, and it freed it up. But unfortunately, I smell like I work in a mechanic shop now.
So buttons from here on in for you, Adrian?
Buttons, or move somewhere warm where I don't need a coat at all. Yeah, I think it's probably safer.
Listen, always a pleasure, Adrian Childs, broadcaster and a writer. Thank you indeed for joining us, particularly as I know you had a late night covering the Champions League last night. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.